The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm joined by Nicholas Lecomte, who is HDF Energy Director for Southern Africa. Welcome, Nicholas.
Thank you so much.
I recall the last time we spoke, it was in 2022.
Yes.
So a lot has happened thus far.
Yes.
What are the estimated total investment costs for HDF's green hydrogen project in Swakopmund, and how is the project being financed? Maybe you could just explain that to us.
Yeah, so just before getting to that, I will re-indicate that HDF develops hydrogen power plants in various parts of the world. But the one in Swakopmund is effectively the most advanced in Africa. And that will be your first hydrogen power plant to be materialized on the continent. The investment is $240 million. So in Namibian dollars, it's 4.5 billion Namibian dollars. So it's a massive project. And the investment is planned for a period of 2 years between 2026 and 2027. So effectively, that should be the 2 years of construction. And then the project would be producing electricity and supporting the grid for 25 years minimum. So the way it's financed, it's typically, this is on So I don't want to get too technical, but it's on a non-recourse project finance basis where the commercial banks that you know, they will lend a portion of the money, and the owners of the project, including HDF, putting the remaining typically 30% of the money. So it's partially funded by debt from the banks, and partially by the owners. So this is what will happen. We also know that on the funding side will come the European Investment Bank. And we also know that the British Development Bank, BII, would like to participate to the funding as well.
Then what economic impact is expected from the project in terms of GDP contribution and job creation in Namibia?
So I will start by saying it's power, so electricity, and electricity supports the economy in general in a context where in the region there's a deficit of power production. So we don't know what the situation would be in a few years, but we hope that Namibia would always have power supplied to its industries and to its people. The project in Swakopmund would effectively be local generation of power, substituting what is today imported from the neighbors. Now, the construction of the project and the operation of it would create jobs. And we look at 500 direct jobs, 550 for the construction phase over 2 years, and between 50 and 100 jobs for the operation phase. Now, when we do our assessments of the impact, we are also looking at the indirect jobs and how it trickles down to the economy, what we would call induced jobs. Now, in terms of impact, there is no very limited environmental impacts. The site for the project has no anything particular. The project itself has very limited, there is no emissions, only a bit of steam. So it's a project which is clean. It's a clean technology. That would have also some positive social impacts because it would be a first large-scale hydrogen infrastructure project deployed. We plan a training center. So hydrogen is not anymore a conversation, but the trainees can come and walk the site. After the lecture, they can come and see. So there is exposure to the technology, which is an opportunity for economic development.
How does this project align with Namibia's broader green hydrogen strategy and Vision 2030?
I would start by saying that project being a power plant, it's different from all the other hydrogen projects that are developed in the country. In the family of hydrogen infrastructure projects, this is a very special one. And so this is also a very short-term one. So by having a first large-scale project deployed and construction and operation, we start seeing Namibians being exposed, trained, working in that industry. So it essentially paves the way for the other projects that will come later by starting basically developing the skills, upskilling, reskilling people for this new industry. So it's the first of a series of other hydrogen projects. And so it prepares the country to all these opportunities to come.
Who are the key target markets for Namibia's green hydrogen and what demand trends are influencing export opportunities?
This is a power plant. It's a domestic project. The end product is electricity and 24/7 stable, adjustable electricity. So with the HCF project, it's not about the molecule to be exported somewhere as a fuel. So once again, very different. Hydrogen is a storage component part of the power plant. Because we are, as HDF, we're also developing project for exports and looking at it in general, even if we appreciate it for its longer term. Now, to address your question, Namibia can tomorrow be a supplier to many nations, and especially Europe, because Europe wants to import certain amounts of hydrogen. It's 10 million tons per year from 2030, and it cannot happen without Africa, and especially Namibia, which is one of the places on the planet where the hydrogen can be the most competitive. So essentially, for Namibia, the want of Europe is an opportunity to sell the molecule. But that will come over time, and this is, like, let's say, a long-term opportunity for Namibia. But what we may see shorter term are domestic projects by Namibians for Namibians, and the HDF project is a good example. It's to power the Namibian grid.
Nicholas, how will the project impact Namibia's domestic energy security and supply?
It will enhance Namibia's independence from a power point of view. So the project is effectively contributing to close to 10% of the demand, effectively making the country less reliant on imports by so much. So effectively, it makes Namibia more independent, less vulnerable to the imports from the neighboring countries, which could from time to time be discontinued. So it's definitely to the benefit of the country and its industries and people.
Yeah. And then just the last question, Nicholas, before we say goodbye. What are the biggest challenges in securing offtake agreements for green hydrogen produced at this site?
So in this case, it's not about an offtake for hydrogen. It's about an offtake for power. And by the nature of the technology, we typically see utilities on the other side of the table. So in this particular case, the beneficiary of the project could be the national grid, which is NamPower. So in our case, it's a conversation with NamPower, which has taken us over the years to refine the services by the plants to the grid, to refine the design, and to refine the conditions under which NamPower would request the power plant to give power a certain way on a certain day, and how the power plant will communicate with the dispatching center of NamPower. How difficult? I would say that when you bring a new technology, something that did not exist, you need to go through phases of educating about what it is, showing the benefits, showing the differences, and you would never fit well into the existing regulation because we are new. But at the same time, the country has been very proactive into supporting developers of hydrogen projects. And so we find solutions and ways to progress toward the successful deployment of the project.
Nicholas, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. And I hope to give you fresh news again soon of the project moving towards construction.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.